It's almost crippling how much this controls me. You see, when I'm ovulating, I become obsessed with fucking. No. Not just fucking, but getting bread. It's almost like a drug, my perverse obsession. It's something that completely overwhelms me. The elixir to cure my manic despair? Only a man, and his thick, creamy cum deep inside me. I'm an educated woman. I went to a prestigious university and have a degree. I'm prim and have a proper sense of decorum and civility. Successful, accomplished, intelligent. But in the days leading up to my ovulation, I'm degraded down to this cum-obsessed whore. Seriously, I walk around in this sort of daze, just needing to fulfill my biological responsibility. It's all I can think about. And no, it's not baby fever. It's that traditional gender role that nature assigned. It's my body starving to be bred. As I'm going about my day, I'm so self-conscious about this cum daze that I'm in. I'm sure that any man can see how eager, how vulnerable I am. I'm walking around in public, and it's got to be obvious. My dress is too short, my top too revealing. My heels, always extremely high and only appropriate in the bedroom. And my pussy, constantly wet. My nipples become a rock hard, poking through my top. And my eyes must show how badly I need a large cock to just split me in half and to come deep inside me. Maybe the men can smell my hormones perfuming, nature's signal that I'm fertile. I'm just a bitch in heat, panting to get fucked and bred. During these days, I often find myself daydreaming. I might be running a simple errand, and I exchange a cordial hello with a man, or I'm with my husband and he introduces me to someone. As I present myself and shake his hand, my mind, in this brief moment, wanders away. I imagine that I'm pinned underneath him, my arms around his back, my legs high in the air, heels still on, of course. His thrusts inside me only reinforce nature's role in the bedroom. Oh, as he's getting closer, I lose all sense of dignity and respect. He's fucking me into oblivion. My mind is just being erased and reset to become this cum-obsessed slut. My moans, they turn into shrieks. My pussy is just ready to be flooded with his validation. At this point, I'm practically begging for him to come inside me, confessing my deep, dark secret. Only he can absolve me of this sinful fetish. Only he can deliver my salvation. As we make eye contact, this unspoken truth emerges. I accept the risks, and he realizes his duty. Just when he's about to come, he'll drive his cock deep into my pussy, just deep as it can go. He'll let out this guttural, masculine roar, a scream of conquest and victory, and as he unloads his balls, this sense of serenity just waves through me, and I can finally find my peace, purpose, validation, safety. I'm literally shaking as he pulses every last drop of salvation inside me, and as he's releasing, I hold on for dear life, my legs still wrapped around him, squeezing his body closer to mine. The reality is that this prim and proper hot wife is really only this cum-obsessed whore. And frankly, one good fucking isn't enough. No. He will need to rise to his biological duty again and again. Then I snap back into reality. I realize that I'm still shaking his hand and I'm oblivious to our cordial introduction. As soon as I realize what happened, just the near touch of a man triggered my daydream. But I'm simply exhausted. My mind was just fucked by why my perverse thoughts might lust for him, all from a simple handshake. I'm in this cum daze as I attempt to salvage any semblance of propriety, but as I walk away, I'm trembling, barely balancing on my high heels. If only he knew, or for that matter, any man knew, how obsessed I am with being bred when I'm ovulating.